Red phone boxes, double-decker buses and pubs. Gibraltar is an unmistakable British outpost in southern Europe. The territory was ceded to Britain by Spain in 1713. A British vote to leave the European Union could give a boost to Madrid's hopes of reclaiming sovereignty over the territory.
It is part of the European treaty system that they are not actively allowed to pursue a claim to Gibraltar whilst Britain is a member of the European Union. So in a way, the European Union is protecting Gibraltar.
Spain has in the past tightened border controls at times of heightened tension. Madrid has accused Gibraltarians of cross-border tobacco and liquor smuggling, and that could be used as a pretext for closing the frontier, effectively cutting off Gibraltar's 30,000 residents.
Like any sovereign state not bound by treaties, Spain would be absolutely entitled to close those borders to a territory that is now no longer part of the European Union.
Gibraltar's economy grew by more than 10% last year, fuelled by its attractiveness as a low-tax environment with access to the EU single market. Gibraltar's leader fears the consequences of a vote to leave.
How do you change your economic model to go from being able to sell to 520 million people to sell only to 32,000 people? These are challenges which are existential to the current economic model. We would have to completely reposition our economy, and it's something that is going to be very difficult.
In Britain, polls suggest the Leave campaign has pulled ahead. But in Gibraltar, a huge majority of the residents say they will vote to stay in the European Union.
There might be a lot of debate. As we say in a family, you fight within the family, but you don't leave the family, because as Cameron said, if what do you want to be, Little England or Little France? Or little, we've got to be together.
Campaigners who want to leave the European Union say Spain already ignores the bloc's rules on recognising the territory's sovereignty. But the people of Gibraltar fear a so-called Brexit could leave them cut off on the very tip of Europe. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.